It's a Monday. It's 8:45. That means it's time for the WXXI Business Report. News Director Randy Gorman is along. Good morning to you.
Good morning, Beth.
Starting off the report today with a recent survey that shows a number of business owners throughout the region are a little more optimistic. Always good to hear.
It's at least according to MNC Bank, Beth, their commercial banking unit does these surveys. Now, this is, I should mention, throughout their entire footprint, which covers not only this area, but parts of the Northeast Mid-Atlantic states. Regional economist Gary Keith told me the survey shows 34% of the companies they surveyed plan to increase hiring over the next several months. He says one challenge for many of those companies is that unemployment is dropping, so finding the employees they want to hire may take longer.
Finding that qualified, diverse workforce, and as we get lower and lower unemployment numbers, the pool of applicants becomes harder to source.
Now, Keith does say businesses should generally be more optimistic once they get more details about their proposed tax reform plan in Washington. Of course, there's been a lot of talk about that in recent weeks. The president and his top advisors releasing just the really broad outlines of that plan recently. So, as I say, the proof is in the pudding, and when more details come out, Keith says that he expects businesses, most likely, at least a lot of them, once they're more certain of what to expect, may decide to go ahead with more hiring. A couple of big contracts recently announced for Harris Corporation. Of course, the company has a number of people employed here, several hundred in the Rochester area. Senator Chuck Schumer says the company got an extension on a contract with the Navy. It could get up to as high as $765 million over the next 5 years. This is for supplying radios to the Navy. Same time, Harris also getting a $260 million order recently to develop a tactical communications network for a country in the Asia Pacific. They usually don't mention the exact country involved with those kinds of contracts. A big renovation project going on for Clifton Springs Hospital, and they got a big boost recently. Rochester Regional Health, which operates that facility, says longtime local donors Marjorie Morris and the G.W. Lisk Company have committed to a combined $3 million donation that goes toward a $32 million renovation project that will expand and improve the hospital's primary and preventive care facilities, including the creation of a new outpatient medical village. It kicks off a fundraising effort by Rochester Regional Health. They call it Because Care Matters. And four local business leaders will be inducted tomorrow night in the Rochester Business Hall of Fame. Those awards are organized through Junior Achievement, Rochester Business Journal, and the RMSC. It's dedicated to recognizing the contributions and entrepreneurial spirit of Rochester's most enterprising leaders. The inductees, nominated based on criteria like leadership and contributions to their industry and the community. This year's inductees include William Levine, a posthumous award for him. He is a co-founder and former president of Allison Athletic. Victor Salerno, the CEO for O'Connell Electric. Rob Sands, president and CEO of Constellation Brands. And Christine Whitman, the chairman and CEO of Complimar Partners. Net proceeds of that event tomorrow benefit local junior achievement programming. Beth?
All right, that's Randy Gorman, our news director. Thanks, Randy, with the WXXI Business Report. And later on today, you can look for that online at WXXINews.org. It's now 8:48 on Morning Edition.